All right, night two of the WWE draft is over. We're over it. It has been done, sealed, delivered. On this episode, we'll talk about night two of the draft. Then we'll talk about the episode of Monday Night Raw. And I will go on a rant about the WWE Women Tag Team Division, or better yet, the lack of the women's tag team division right after the draft. So without any further ado, let's get this episode started right now. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. All right, so like the previous draft episode, this part will be dedicated just to the draft and not to the Raw episode. What do we got? What do we got? We got first round picks. Raw got Becky Lynch and Bobby Lashley, which completes now the switch of the women singles champions. Charlotte, the Raw Women's Champion, was drafted to SmackDown, and Becky Lynch, SmackDown's Women Champion, was drafted to Raw. So I guess they'll probably switch their titles or something. But I just want to remind you all that the changes take place on October 22nd, so they can still lose their respective titles and recapture. I don't know what's going to happen. First round picks for SmackDown, the Usos. So the Bloodline is alive and kicking on SmackDown, and Paul Heyman won't be killed by Roman Reigns, and the boss, Sasha Banks. Round two, we have Seth Rollins and Damian Priest, the United States Champion for Raw. Seth is moving to Raw. Edge also moved to Raw, so they can continue their feud. And SmackDown on the second round got King Nakamura with Rick Boogs and Sheamus. So that will probably end Sheamus's and Damian Priest's feud over the United States title. Secondary championships stayed on their brand. I predicted they will switch brands, but I guess the women champion switch brand is enough. Now, what's interesting is that Sheamus can finally become a Grand Slam champ by winning the Intercontinental Championship, the only title he never held in WWE. Because he's on SmackDown and the Intercontinental Championship is on SmackDown. And Sheamus versus Nakamura has a lot of potential, and I can't wait to see this matchup. Round 3 of the draft. Raw got AJ Styles and Omos and Kevin Owens moving from SmackDown. SmackDown got Shayna Baszler, who is moving from Raw. And Xia Li from NXT, the first ever Chinese female wrestler on the main roster. Congratulations, Xia Li, on your promotion to the main roster. Round 4, Raw got the Street Profits and Finn Balor, while SmackDown got the Viking Raiders and Ricochet. Now, I read online that it was funny that Xia Li was drafted before Finn Balor. It is what it is. Don't get too upset about it. I'm sure Balor will be fine. I'm sure Xia Li will be fine. It's a draft. That's how it goes. Fifth round. Karrion Kross and Alexa Bliss stay on Raw. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza move to SmackDown, and Cesaro stays on SmackDown. And round 6, we have Carmella moving to Raw. I think, ever since the brand split, Carmella was only on SmackDown, so it's her first time moving to Raw to be with her boyfriend, Corey Graves, which we'll talk about, something he did on this episode. And the surprise of Gable Stevenson. It's not a surprise, he is signed to WWE. The surprise is that everyone thought he'll have a quick run in NXT 2.0 and only then come to the main roster, but he got instantly drafted to the main roster, which is intriguing, and it will be fun to see how he goes on Raw. And SmackDown got NXT 2.0 Ridge Holland, and Sami Zayn. Now, Ridge Holland lost 2 weeks in a row in NXT 2.0. I talked about that on my latest NXT review, saying that that's not how you build a monster on NXT 2.0, but now it makes sense since he is leaving NXT 2.0, so at least he can help build someone else on his way to the main roster. That concludes the draw that was the draft on Raw. That's what we saw on the episode. What we didn't see on Raw, but we saw on Raw Talk, or at least those of you who did see Raw Talk or read about it online, more draft picks on Raw Talk. Raw got Dana Brooke, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Jason Ryker, Veer, Liv Morgan from SmackDown, Ziggler and Roode also from SmackDown, of course, Mia Yim from, I don't know, NXT 2.0, Retribution, I don't know where she's been, but I'm happy that she got drafted to Raw. She's a great wrestler, and it's about time for her to shine. Tamina Snuka, but no Natalia. Tegan Nox, but no Shotzi. Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, and Dancing with the Stars' own The Miz. And SmackDown got Shotzi Blackheart, but Tegan is on Raw. Natalia, but Tamina is on Raw. Jinder Mahal and Shanky. So that's all the picks from Raw Talk. And that concludes Night 2 of the WWE Draft for 2021. Not a lot of major changes, but it will be interesting. And again, like I said, changes will take place only after October 22nd, after the Saudi show. And it will be interesting to see all the new feuds coming up from this draft. Alright, but other than the draft, we had a Raw episode. I'm going to go over quickly because I really need to vent on the whole women's tag team division. We had Damian Priest retain his United States title against Jeff Hardy. And Austin Theory came after the match, introduced himself to Jeff Hardy, wanted the selfie, and then got another selfie after attacking Jeff Hardy. Shayna Baszler beat Dana Brooke, and I mentioned before that I'm going to talk about Corey Graves. Now listen, Corey Graves got a lot of heat online for saying bad stuff about Dana Brooke. Now, he is a heel color commentator. She is a face. That's his job. I'm pretty sure the lines were fed to him. Now, Dana is a wonderful athlete and a good wrestler, but it is what it is. He needs to say stuff like that. So I don't really get the online hate for Corey Graves. It's not that it's his thoughts about her. It's what he needed to say about her. And then Shayna almost took her hand as well, but Doudrop for the save. And I don't mind seeing a feud between Doudrop and Shayna Baszler, if I'm going to be honest. Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo beat Mansoor and Mustafa Ali. Big E and Drew McIntyre beat Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Now, I love Ziggler. And, you know, he cut a promo before the match saying that he made both Big E and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, sorry, he made them. I loved the fact that they mentioned that Dolph mentioned that he Big E was his bodyguard when he cashed in his Money in the Bank, that he was kind of a mentor, teamed up with Drew McIntyre after he got back to the main roster. Nice touches in that promo and a good match. It was a pretty good match. Then Nikki Sage and Rhea Ripley defended their women tag team title against Natalya and Tamina and kept the titles. Natalya and Tamina were split in the draft, as I mentioned, you know, I'm talking to myself. As I mentioned before, and I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to vent my frustration about that split and more in just a few more minutes, but let's move on with Raw. We also had the New Day beating the Hurt Business, the newly formed Hurt Business. Yep, the boys are back in town, like the song says. It was a pretty quick match. Nothing to write home about, but the main thing from it was that the Hurt Business are back. And in our main event of the evening, Bianca Belair beat Charlotte Flair by DQ after the attack from Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks and everyone. And I loved that Sasha Banks was drafted to SmackDown, stood tall to end Raw. Just like on SmackDown, that Becky Lynch stood tall with Charlotte Flair, yes. And only one of them was actually at that time, both of them were on SmackDown because Becky was just drafted. A good match before the DQ finish. I really want to see more of Bianca versus Charlotte. It's a pretty interesting matchup. They have good chemistry together, and that's the quick recap of Raw, because right now I'm gonna go on and vent and rant about the women tag team division in the WWE. Good episode, a regular episode of the draft. Nothing to write home about. Pretty good matches, but yeah, it's a regular Raw. What we have, of course, Goldberg. I didn't talk about him, but setting up the match against Lashley at Saudi, and Rated RK Bro setting up the match between themselves and Styles and Omos for Saudi. But it is what it is. A regular episode of Raw. You know what you're gonna get. All right, let's vent. So, WWE Women Tag Team Division, in my opinion, is gone. I mean, you have Nikki Sage and Rhea Ripley as the champs, but what other tag teams do you have? You split Natalya and Tamina, the former champs, in the draft. You split Shotzi and Knox, who beat the former tag champs 3 times and never got their tag team title match, and you split them in the draft. So honestly, I don't even know. I don't think they have any other tag teams, and even the champs are a thrown together tag team. That's what they can go with. I mean, you have tag teams in NXT 2.0, but you didn't call them up. So what's the deal there? So yeah, the division is in shambles, in if you ask me. I mean, let's go back to WrestleMania 37. Just 6 months ago, you had the number one contender tag team turmoil match. Lana and Naomi, Lana is gone. Billie Kay and Carmella, Billie Kay is gone. Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott, Ruby is gone. Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose, Mandy is at NXT 2.0, currently managing Toxic Attraction, and Dana almost lost her hand. Natalya and Tamina split. Then the champ were Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler split. So from all six women tag team from WrestleMania 37, you have zero current teams. This division is gone, and that's very sad. So that's it for today's episode, concluding the draft, Monday Night Raw, and the state of the no women tag team division in WWE. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, tell a friend. Go to linktree/15-minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute time limit to find out wherever you can hear to this podcast. You can listen to this podcast, I mean, and social media and everything you need to know. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.